This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is off today. We have the place for you to talk about Salem and Kaiser, Marion and Polk counties. This is where we talk about local individuals, ideas, initiatives. Today, we've got somebody in the studio that does all three, fits all three categories. This is going to be fun. We've got some local folks here that have done something unusual for somebody in Salem, really. We don't see this every day. And we're going to talk the rest of the hour with Roger and Patty Greer and about making a movie. And making a movie. They made a movie. Welcome to the studio, Roger.
Thank you, Brent.
Patty.
Nice to be here.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. It's really fun. So it's slowly leaking out because suddenly I tend to talk a lot at noon and people get to know me a little bit. But I have a background in the theater and arts and actors. And I used to be in the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists and all this stuff. So having a background in some of that things and having been on sets, this is really cool. This is really cool. We don't get to see a lot of it in Salem. So let's back up a little bit and introduce the audience and the listener, Roger. Known you for a while. I know you primarily from Greer Brothers Landscaping and Maintenance.
That's
right?
Correct.
So you're
20 years, maybe?
20 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, more. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about, I mean, your family's been in the community a very long time.
Yeah. Right now, it's called Greer Brand Industries. Mm-hmm. We kind of rebranded ourselves about 5 years ago. We changed some of the things and our services that we provide. Brought in my son youngest son to be trained and become a partner and take over the business because I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, we need to go from Greer Brothers to Greer and Sons, right?
Right, right. So about 5 years ago, we went from Greer Brothers, who had actually we'd been in the business since 1946 in the Salem area. Wow. So, you know, we had a long history of serving the community, and a lot of people know us.
Yeah, I'll say. Greer is a well-known name around. 1946 is a long haul.
That is a long time.
That is incredible. So you qualify as local. You got your local cred.
I was born in Silverton, actually.
Okay.
My folks lived in Woodburn, and apparently back then there wasn't a hospital in Woodburn. So I was actually born in Silverton, but as far as living, the farthest away from downtown Salem I've lived is Shaw, which is out by Almsville.
Shaw's as far as you've gotten.
Huh? That's as far as I've gotten.
All right. So given this background and the family business and all that, how do you go from that to, hey, I've made a movie? Where's the idea come from? It's like, oh, I think I might be interested in this. I'm guessing that it wasn't Patty that talked you into it.
No.
Patty shakes her head. She's like, wasn't my idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I had just kind of been saving my pennies, you know, in my piggy bank for a while and thinking, you know, I think I want to do something different, not change careers, but just do something interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I had a friend that introduced me to another person that was into making movies. And so I talked to them and it sounded pretty intriguing. And so I decided, okay, well, I think I'd like to be involved with this project that was starting up. And I put my money in. Mm-hmm. And that's how I got started.
Does that make you an executive producer?
It's not what the, you know, executive
guy who
producer,
writes a check.
That's one of the requirements is you get to put the money in.
So there was already, so it's a friend of a friend, and there was a storyline that was happening, and they wanted to make a movie out of it.
Correct.
And they were looking for partners to help push it forward and make it a reality.
Right. So the screenplay was written by this person I was introduced to, and I read it and thought, well, you know, it's probably not a story I would have written because I'm probably not that creative to begin with. But, you know, there's a, it was an interesting story, and I thought it was pretty decent. It wasn't objectionable. So I thought, you know, I think this would be fun to be involved with.
That is so cool, because that's, you know, to branch out and just, hey, I'm going to do something I haven't done before and put a little money behind it, an initiative and a creative initiative at that. And we were talking a little bit about before the program with Roger and Patty Greer about how many ups and downs you go through when you go through a creative process. Right?
Right.
So how many individuals come and go? How many ideas come and go? How many hurdles you end up getting to? Because I did watch the movie, American Brothers. It's a story of three brothers, grew up, had some tragedy as youth, and I'm not going to give any spoilers here, and how their lives turned out and how they individually turned out and the lessons that they learned along the way. So nice story. It's a lot of filming in this area, which is really cool. It was really fun to go, hey, I know where they are. I know that parking space. You know? And so anyway, we'll get to that. We're going to get to that. Talk a little bit more about the movie and how people can watch it, because not everybody gets to go to a movie or stream a movie and watch it at home and see places that is really local to us in the Willamette Valley. So, all right, really quickly. So you got moved into this and you have these people, the friend of the friend that gets you involved. And then there's people coming in and out as far as how many people are involved. Right. And so tell us a little bit, how deep did your involvement go? Because I know your name's on the credits there.
Right. Originally, we had four partners and I was one of the four. And when it came time to start putting money in, or any money, significant money, one of the partners dropped out.
Okay.
And so we discussed it, and Roger says, well, I could come up with a little more money. So I came up with a little more money. Okay. Then when we got to where we had everybody hired, everybody on set, getting ready to start filming the first day, the night before, I found out that another partner decided to drop out.
Oh my. So you went from four to two.
Four to two. So it was me and one more person. So at that point, we discussed our options, and they were almost ready to give up. And I said, let me know. Let me see what I can do. So I went home and I talked to Patty. And I said, okay, well, she knew what I was doing, obviously, with my money. So I said, this is what's happening. Do you want to come in with us? And she said yes.
Patty.
So that's how she got involved.
Did you willingly say yes, Patty?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
You say, okay, I'm going to
supporting my husband.
That is sweet. That is really terrific. We're going to take our first break here because Patty's jumping on board is where we are in the story, and then you're about to start filming. We want to learn about how you found actors, how you found locations, where does a person with no background in film come up with a director, a producer, a writer, a cinematographer, a distributor, an editor, and I mean, it's amazing. You know, it's amazing how many job titles you need to make one of these things. So we're talking to Roger and Patty Greer about their new movie, American Brothers, and you're listening to Newsmakers. Come back, and we're going to hear the rest of the story on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. We're talking to Roger and Patty Greer, Roger's long resume, and we have to add filmmaker, film producer. That is pretty awesome. So Roger had been in business. His family's been in business in the 1940s, and now they've produced this film, American Brothers, through a sequence of events. And it sounds like from before the break, they went deeper and deeper and deeper. And Patty Greer is in the studio with us as well. You got involved as well, because then it's like, well, we're not just using Roger's discretionary money. Now it's household money, right? And exactly. So he came home, hey, you know, do you want to be a part of this? Do you want to put some of your money in, and so forth? And I'm surprised you didn't like demand some contract demands and get your own trailer, get top billing or, you know, superstar things. No, you were pretty willing.
She did make it in a couple of the scenes.
Yes.
So obviously you filmed in the Willamette Valley.
Yes.
So what are the kind of locations would people expect to see if they, when they watch the movie?
Well, as far as the cities that we filmed in, mm-hmm. Most of it was probably Salem, Kaiser. We filmed in Woodburn. We filmed in Turner. We filmed in Canby. And we actually filmed a few shots in Portland.
Really? Wow. How was Portland to work with?
Well, technically, we didn't work with them. We just shot a few shots while we were driving down the road.
Technically, we didn't get a permit to shoot a movie.
That's correct.
All right, so this film, I want to make sure people know that right now you can check it out on Facebook, American Brothers. Look, you know, log into Facebook and look for American Brothers. There is going to be a video released on March 12th, and there's going to be a lot of streaming opportunities when that happens on Amazon and Google Play and all those usual venues, Vimeo, Target, Best Buy. You can find it
if you Barnes Google and it. Noble.
Yeah, if you can Google it, you can find it.
Right.
But right now, you can't get this DVD unless you go to the Facebook page, and the Greers will be happy to sell it to you. So that would be great. All right. So let's go back to, hey, I got into this, and I'm going deeper and deeper. But you have to have who was the contact, and how did you get camera people and sound people, and you have to have a location director and all of those things. That's a lot of different skill sets. Did you find yourself working on this yourself more than you thought you would?
We got involved. I got involved with everything except turning the camera on to start filming. So anything behind the scenes, I did.
Wow.
I helped with, and Patty did as well, craft services, making, if there was something that needed to be changed in a location, like putting up something that would make the location better, you know, mm-hmm. build something. We did that.
Wow. Did you hold the sound boom?
Hold sound boom, hold the light board. We filmed one of the scenes out of my bucket truck.
Really?
My lift truck that you do trim trees with. Uh-huh. So that's where the having a tree service company helped.
And it helps. You're also a very tall man. So I'm sure for that, you're perfect for the holding that boom mic.
Yeah.
You know, hold that up and high. And
you know, I'm not sure I held the boom mic either. So that might have been another thing I didn't do.
All right.
But so, anything else, I pretty much did.
All right. So the talent, some of these people came from Hollywood, right? Some came from L.A.?
Yep. We had a whole bunch of SAG actors, some from Hollywood, some from San Francisco, some local Ortland or Oregon Screen Actors Guild people.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, yeah, I was going to say SAG is Screen Actors Guild, and that's the union that represents actors who are doing movies or anything basically on film.
Right. And since we actually filmed the movie SAG, and I think it was after somebody combined, and so SAG is no longer just strictly SAG.
SAG-AFTRA, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
That's it.
So let's talk about that a little bit. The timeline from, hey, Roger, would you like to be interested in this? To the point where you have a physical DVD in your hand. How long is that process?
I think I started talking to the person that we originally got involved with around July or August of 2009. We did our first day of filming May 20th. I'm sorry. Started talking to the original person about August of 2008.
Wow.
So May 20th, 2009 is when we did our first day of actual filming.
Okay, so what took so long? So your first day of filming, obviously the film run, I mean the when you're filming, it takes how long? That shoot, is it a 6-week shoot? Is it a 4-week shoot?
Right, right. Well, the first phase of it, I think it took 3 to 4 weeks, something like that. I think it was about 4 weeks because it was in the middle of June when we pretty much finished that up.
Wow. All right. Well, then you have to edit it and you have to find a distributor and all of these things. And now we're 2019. So does the process take that long to get a movie made?
Technically not.
Okay.
But we ran into some difficulties, and we had to find some new people to actually do our filming. We had trouble finding the editors that everybody could agree that they liked the editor's work.
That's the thing with partners, isn't it?
Yeah. It's fun. I've been working with my brother actually for 40 plus years. Uh-huh. And, you know, family sometimes is a little easier to work with.
Yeah.
But people that aren't family sometimes are real difficult to work with. At some point we decided that we couldn't agree on maybe the direction or...
I see you choosing your words carefully.
Yes, I am.
You had creative differences. Creative differences?
Yeah, basically.
All right.
So an offer was made to buy one of the other partners out because there was only two of us left. We made an offer, and after 2.5 years of that offer being made, we finally got an agreement to do it.
Okay. So Roger and Patty became the
executive producers and
the
sole owners.
Sole owners of this thing.
So at that point, we had to find editors, find distributors and people just to help us put the movie together. And we actually got the DVD done about September of 2018.
All right. What we're talking about is American Brothers. It's a new film. It will be available pretty soon, but it was filmed here in the Willamette Valley by, you weren't the filmer, but you're the producer. You made this thing happen. Would you do it again, Roger Greer? Maybe not with some of the same parties involved with whom you had creative differences, but the creative process, and you know, it always has hitches. I mean, how many Hollywood stories do we hear about this director leaving or that actor leaving or
somebody buying somebody else out? Sure.
You know, and this is the fourth studio that's looked at this film and blah, blah, blah. So this creative process, be it theater or film or what have you, it's always a tug and a pull and a series of pathways to get to a finished product, right? So it is a challenge. Not everybody loves it. Would you do it again?
It depends on what role I played. We put quite a bit more money into this than what we'd originally planned on. Mm-hmm. So if we make that money back and we make more than that money, then I probably would do it again.
Yeah,
I don't know about Patty, but I think
what do you
I
think,
would.
Patty? You ready to jump in and watch another one of these happens and put your stamp on eternity?
Well, let's just say we're a lot wiser now. Mm-hmm. It would have to depend on what really happens with American Brothers. So, I mean, it is a really major feeling of accomplishment to have really gotten it to this point, because there were days I didn't think we would ever see this done.
Well, the DVD box looks great. I mean, I think of the red box or the things I see in stores. I'm like, that looks intriguing. And actually, it's really an American story, these three brothers. And,
it is. Yeah.
And the father and the whole family.
Yep.
It looks terrific. It starts with three young boys riding their bikes around and creating their own identity in their neighborhood and in their community, which we talk a lot about on Newsmakers here. And then fast forward. And you had to find three actors to play them as adults. And I got to tell you, as a former actor, those three gentlemen did a very nice job.
They did a wonderful job.
They did a really nice job. I mean, they're very different personalities, clearly. I don't know. I just thought those three actors that carried the movie did a really nice job.
They all
brought something different.
Yeah, two of the three older brothers are from Oregon.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Are they LA actors, but they're from Oregon? Or did you hire them here?
We hired them here. One was a Screen Actors Guild actor at the time. We hired the other brother was a SAG actor from California. And then the little brother happened to be a local Salem boy this was his first acting gig.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's exciting. What an opportunity you brought for people. So sometimes people have an opportunity to be extras in Portland when they're filming a film or a television series and this and that. We don't get too much in the Mid-Valley, right? Did you have people who have been in local productions be they, you know, the Pinnacle or high school productions or Enlightened Theatrics kind of people that jumped in?
We did, yeah. We utilized several people that had played those roles before.
How fun is that? All right, we're going to take another break because we want to add somebody to our conversation. Kirk Anderson, director, producer of the film, we'll get him on the phone and we'll ask, he's a creative, should we call him that? We'll get the creative on the phone and talk about working with Roger and what a bear he was or what a delight he was. We'll have to get the inside scoop from Kirk Anderson. So stick with us. We're talking to Roger and Patty Greer. They've made a movie, folks. You might see some of your neighborhoods in it, and I recommend you see it. It's called American Brothers, and we're going to learn more about the production in just a minute. Stick with us. We're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is on vacation. We are talking to Roger and Patty Greer, a couple of locals. Local family who's made a movie, American Brothers. It's kind of fun. I can't wait to share it all with you guys. Hopefully you can let us know how you like the movie when you get to it. And we're going to be joined today by producer and director Kirk Anderson that helped make this movie and try to put all these pieces together and how you filmed in local locations and with some local actors and some LA actors and threw the whole thing together. Kirk, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here with you. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. So how did you get dragged into this project? Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got attached to this project.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. I was between jobs at the time. It was a little slow in my normal field of work. And my brother is one of the leads on the film. And he let me know that they needed help. And so I jumped right in.
All right.
That's how I got involved.
What was your first role when you joined the team?
When I first joined the team, it was as script supervisor. So basically on set every day, working with the actors, working with the script, just making sure continuity was correct.
How many days of production were the Greers on set?
I'm sorry.
How many days of production was Roger and his wife around to either help or be in the scene?
Oh, they were there the entire time.
Our
initial shoot was 21 days scheduled, and we went a bit beyond that. And then there was another 10 days or so the next winter as well. So principal was, I think, at 27 days altogether. And 28 maybe, and then we had another 8-10 days after that.
Wow. And that must take a lot to regather everybody to do additional filming, right? And they have continuity issues, and hey, could you have exactly the same amount of facial hair kind of scenes?
Well, they did a good job putting all that together. The actors were really outstanding. They were very well aware, very professional. And so that was a fairly simple matter. The biggest difference is going to be, of course, you have Oregon in summer and during some shots, and then you have Oregon in winter, which does not look the same. But but it worked.
Well, I didn't notice, actually. I wasn't looking at the trees or anything, so I didn't notice.
Well, like Kirk said, we made it work.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. So who was responsible to getting all the... Your brother was obviously attached to the project already.
Right.
And all of the actors were cast before you jumped in? Because you eventually ended up doing directing duties and some producing duties.
Yes.
So how'd you grow into that?
Yeah. Well, I just mainly maintained the relationship with my brother. And like I said, I was in the middle of between jobs, but really got bit by the film bug and decided that's what I wanted to do, which prompted within a few months I moved to Los Angeles, which is where I live now, and started working with Danny Torres, one of the other producers on the company at that time, off and on, and that developed into more of a full-time working relationship.
Good. Have you moved on? More movies since then?
Yes. Continuing to work in film. We have another film coming out later this year. We don't have a date set yet, but it's called Mono a Mono that we're producing. And then we've got some more that are still on the back burner that we've got written and just kind of doing development on those projects at the moment.
All right. So you live in Los Angeles. Are you from the Oregon area? Are you an Oregonian?
Yes, actually, I grew up in Salem my whole life. Family is from around there. My son lives in Salem. I have a daughter in Portland, another daughter in Klamath Falls, and then my youngest son is over in Boise now.
Well, I guess you were familiar with all the areas in which you filmed.
Yeah,
that was fun. I watched the movie with my wife. I was given an advance copy because I'm special. And Roger,
thank you.
Roger was coming in, and of course, KYKM provided an advance copy of me, and I had an opportunity to see it. So that was great. And we were watching the movie, and we're pointing out, like, "Oh, look, that's." I'm not going to give it all away, but you know, that's that. You know, parking
space. Well, if you want to give some locations,
really?
We'll let you. Sure.
Well,
feel free,
like,
yeah.
Oh, he's parking. That's right by the Marion Street Parkade. And oh, that I know that store.
Right.
And that they're going in and out of. And gosh, I was trying to remember all of them. Oh, look at that store. And yeah, that part was fun. That was really fun to see some of the places regionally that we know. All right. So now.
State Street by the penitentiary. There's some great shots.
Oh,
actually.
The penitentiary.
That's something
as well.
I really enjoyed about it. We wanted to put in there.
One of those Salem landmarks, the penitentiary.
That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, somebody in the movie does get in trouble. Now we just let that out of the bag. Okay. What did you like most about the project and the story? Because ultimately, this is a visual way to tell a story. And what did you like about it?
Well, what I really enjoyed was the family aspect of it, the bonds of family. And there was a lot of parallel with what was going on screen with really what we had going on behind the scenes, too, because independent film is often very difficult. You don't get the big budgets like you do with Hollywood, so it's not like you can pay the same way for everything. So there was a lot of folks that gave of their time, effort, and energy, and even those who, you know, you might say were working professionals on the film, did a whole lot of extra to make sure that this got done. We had over 100 people credited on the project, which is quite unusual for a feature film of this size. So that was one of the things, just the connection to family and the idea that brotherhood, those bonds of brotherhood, mm-hmm. how they last. I have three brothers myself. So
we're talking to Kirk Anderson. He's a producer director of the American Brothers film that we have in studio. He's on the phone with us, and in studio we have Roger and Patty Greer, who got talked into. Hey, let's try something different and branch out from our day to day and do something different in life and produced a movie. So that's kind of fun. It's really fun, and I know there were a lot of trials going on throughout this thing. But once you've created a story, now you've done all the pre-work, and you go into 26 days of filming, and you've hired the actors, and you still have to edit the thing, and then you have to really put together a finished project. You have to put in music and titles, and then you have to find somebody ways to distribute it. When was your job done, Kirk? When was your job done, or did you continue to work with the Greers until this distribution arm was done?
No, he knows
still
he's still not
day.
Done.
Okay, never done.
Yeah. Well, until after the film was released, we're still working on things. It was finding the right music was a big part of it. Getting the editing done, really, in a lot of ways, because of some changes in the script and story, we really almost started over again on that to really put together a story based on what was shot and what we felt like the spirit of the project was with everybody who worked so hard mm-hmm. to put their work on screen, or to put the actors' work on screen.
So for yourself and some of the people that worked in the film, anybody moved on to the actors, and should we be watching for them to and upcoming projects? Or you always wonder if doing one thing is a catalyst into the very next job. Usually if you do a good job, at least do a good job, that's the way the world's supposed to work. Has people continued to work in the industry? Because this was, quite a while
ago. Most of the folks that worked on this film are still working actors. And there's a variety of projects, film and television. Robert Blanche continued to work on both Grimm, that was shot in Portland, and also, Leverage before that, got a regular recurring role. Even my brother, Joshua St. James, was involved in several projects shot in Oregon, and then some also down here.
Your brother did a great job, by the way. Joshua St. James?
Yeah.
He did a great job. And next time, by the way, next time you're filming one of your movies and you're in Oregon, I suppose I could resurrect my SAG membership card. You know, I still have a cardboard card somewhere from the 80s. Okay, so the film gets seen. Obviously, you've shown it around, and it's won some awards. Roger Greer was saying an Oregon Film Award and an L.A. Cinefest Award. Tell us a little bit about that, the submissions and how that process goes.
Well, it's funny these days. The submission process, just like so many other things, is streamlined by the existence of the Internet. It allows us to do multiple submissions and get ahead of the date. So the film was submitted. Like you said, it won a couple of nice awards. We're very proud of that. But also because of that, it also facilitates our being able to find distribution for the project. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing we're really looking forward to next is having the film out and having folks be able to enjoy it like we have and get a kick out of Oregon.
To remind the listener, this is going to have a launch on March 12th, right, Roger?
Yes.
So right. March 12th, that's when it's available on Amazon?
Yep,
and
Amazon.
We'll be able to stream it or buy it or both?
Both, I believe. Correct, Kurt?
Yes.
Okay, so if you search for it, and you're on Google Play, you'll be able to find American Brothers, but you got to wait for March 12th. That's just a couple of weeks away. Right now, if you want information about it and learn more about it, just go to Facebook and look for American Brothers. But in the meantime, plan and put it on your calendar for a few weeks out, and hopefully you'll get a lot of people streaming and buying. How successful does an independent film like this have to be? And where do most people who consume this movie, where are they going to get it from?
I think most people are probably, and I'm kind of guessing here, they're probably going to get it from Amazon or one of the other platforms. Amazon is, of course, the biggest of all of these. And in a film like this, it's really about time. You see a surge up front, but as time goes by, if we've done our job right, people will continue to watch the film. They'll continue to stream it, and it generates, some
word of mouth,
some revenue over time.
Oh, okay,
that's what you hope for.
that's the hope.
Roger's like, if I'm going to do this again, I'd like to earn my investment back. So
exactly,
yeah. If it doesn't, Roger, then that's your contribution to the arts.
I guess so.
Right? You are going to live into eternity because you created something. Right,
that's correct.
And part of the creative process is leaving something behind that will be here for our next generations and so forth. And I've already enjoyed it, so you made me happy. So anyway,
well, good.
So Kirk Anderson, producer director of American Brothers. Kirk, what would you want us to know about the film? I guess what would you say to really encourage people to watch it?
Probably the thing for me is that speaking to folks right now in this area, I believe the film is a great representation of an Oregon style of filmmaking. And if you've enjoyed, it's a little bit of a throwback in some ways. It's got a vintage style to it, music-wise and everything else. And I think that you'll enjoy the look and the feel of the film. And I really think that what you'll come away from is the bond of brotherhood mm-hmm. that exists in spite of, you know, various trials and tribulations, which you'll see if you watch the film. But how folks can come out on the other side and find a measure of victory in life, you might say.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that organ style, and it is family thing, and it has a little bit of Stand By Me element to it. That's what reminds me when I see the three brothers riding their bikes. We're way long on a break. I want to thank you for joining us, Kirk. But we're going to have to take a break.
I appreciate you having me.
We're going to have one more segment here and finish up with Roger and Patty Greer promoting their movie American Brothers, filmed right here in the Willamette Valley. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart. Dave Bourne is on vacation this week. Thank you for joining us, by the way. It's a pleasure to have you join us and learn about some things that are local to Salem and Kaiser and the Willamette Valley. And think notable things and different things, things that are important to your pocketbook, things to the quality of life, and some things that are just fun, interesting stories about people in our area doing interesting things. And I'll count amongst those my friend Roger Greer. One of the Greer brothers, if you've seen their trucks for decades and decades, since before you're born, you've seen their trucks in the community. And Roger decided to do something different and get involved in making a film. And it amazes me that there's so much talent in our area that's somewhat hidden from view. We have people, I know personally people that are traveling the world with a camera. Right. And actually, I know two personally that travel the world with a camera, and they're right here. They're Salem people, and you know, they're in different fields and they have different expertises. But there's great talent in this area. And to tap into some of that, I know you had some actors from L.A., you had some actors from Portland, but you used some local people for both extras and for speaking parts for your movie American Brothers. Right. I really want to encourage everybody to check it out. It is really fun. And we want to encourage the Greers to do this again. Right. Sure. It's been a learning process. The thing about doing something new is you start to get good at it about the time you're done.
Yeah. That's a good
so
point.
If you don't use all those lessons again, you know, hopefully you can use all those lessons again and have it be more streamlined and less of a roller coaster. Maybe
it was definitely a learning experience since it was something that was totally unrelated to my profession.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you for branching out. I know that we were talking during the break about Kirk Anderson. He was billed as producer and director of the film, joined us last segment, and what a great bond and a relationship you have with him now. And I will say that some of these things, these processes and that business of making movies and Hollywood and the arts, it does attract some of the most incredible human beings you'll ever meet. On the flip side, sometimes it attracts some of the worst human beings that with the worst in personal nature, shall we say. You see it both, and that's the dichotomy of the whole business and this and that. But you learn in your building a relationship with Kirk Anderson how special those bonds can be.
Right.
You created something.
We did.
You created something.
And, you know, during this whole process, Patty and I became friends with a lot of the behind-the-scenes people, a lot of the actors and actresses, and they'll be either friends or acquaintances probably the rest of our lives.
That is so cool. You can use them in your next film.
Yeah. Yeah, so buy the film, and we'll make another one.
Oh, that's right. We got to get everybody to buy it. Okay, folks. So, buy this thing. Rent it when the time comes, or buy it. If you want to see it right now, you got to go to Facebook. Go to Facebook and just search for American Brothers, and you can buy it from the Greers until it's officially released. It's like it's a drop date, right? What do they call the drop date? The wide release.
Well, we're calling this our nationwide release on March 12th.
Okay. How is the thing promoted? I mean, whose job is it to get it advertised and get in people's consciousness?
Well, we're kind of working with the editor and Kirk. And us are kind of doing a little bit. We've been on a lot on Facebook, and We hired a distributor in Northeast U.S. that Continuum Films, who is the editors and one of the producers, they've worked with before on some of their films, so they're helping us with that.
You said during the break that you had a great time. Despite the trials, you had a good time.
We did.
And it's going to be cool. And do you have grandkids?
No, unfortunately.
Huh?
We've got step grandkids.
They count. And we're all looking for stories in our lives. We're going to create stories and memories that we're going to tell our grandkids. So back to the local angle, even the music, there's some music with some local folks in it, right?
Correct.
So Famous Faces. Is that the name of the band? Unfortunately, I'm not familiar. So apparently I don't get out enough, but it's some local musicians.
They're local. They actually have one of their songs at the end credits of the movie. It's actually one of my favorite songs in the movie.
Really? So it's Famous Faces with a PH.
Correct.
And how'd you find them?
They were involved with one of the gentlemen that was working behind the scenes.
Okay, so they were...
I think we had three of the four people in the band working on behind the scenes stuff. In fact, I can think of one of them that actually has a speaking part in the film.
Oh, cool. So do you think you got the acting bug, either one of you? Patty, you ready to step out and...
No, I don't think so. Leave me behind the scenes. I'll be a gopher or whatever, but...
Well, there's live theater opportunities here in Salem, right?
Yes.
So you got.
She makes a good extra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting there, she had to pretend like she was talking.
And do you see yourself as a leading man, Roger?
No.
No? You're just quiet force.
That was not the goal.
I'm really curious about that first conversation and how somebody said, you know, you don't have any experience in this, but we want to bring you in. Or would you join us and would you partner with us to make this movie? Had you read the script at that point? Was that really what you said? Or is it just the concept of, I could be involved in making a movie?
Well, I think it was because that we had some money and they were looking for funding. Mm-hmm. And so that started the process.
Well, you could do a lot of things with your money, Roger.
Right.
You
go to Hawaii. I know. But then once I got intrigued, then I read the script and I thought, okay, yeah, I'd like to be involved. So if you want me, here we are.
That's it. That is exactly it. Then again, it's the story. It's the story. I read it. I liked the story. I wanted to be involved with that. All right. Before we run out of time, it's American Brothers. It's a film and a wide release on March 12th, and look for it on Amazon. But right now, just go to Facebook and you can see some of the places here in the Willamette Valley where they filmed. We were talking during the break about Turner being right at the open of the film. And if you're familiar with Turner, if you're listening from Turner, some of your neighborhoods are going to be seen in the movie. It's not downtown Salem in the movie, the penitentiary in the movie. And there's a bar scene. There's a tavern of sorts. A couple of them, I think. I didn't recognize those because, you know, that's not the way I roll.
One of the bar scenes was filmed at Holland's, right across from the fairgrounds on Silverton Road.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, thank you, Roger and Patty. We're running out of time, but hope the film does well. We'll be looking forward to its wide release. You've been listening to Newsmakers today on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.